Du interessierst dich für Impact Investing und hast auch schon ein Projekt, das Kapital braucht. Aber bevor du an Investorinnen oder Investoren herantrittst, möchtest du ein bisschen besser verstehen, wie die so ticken? Dabei soll diese Folge helfen. Inside Impact.
Der Podcast mit Wirkung. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Inside Impact. Das ist der Podcast des Social Entrepreneurship Centers der Wirtschaftsuniversität Wien.
Hier sind Martin und Susan.
Ja, in den letzten beiden Folgen haben wir uns mit verschiedenen Perspektiven auf Impact Investing auseinandergesetzt. Wir wissen nun also, was Impact Investing ist und was man auf der Suche nach Kapital beachten muss.
Was wir noch nicht kennen, ist die andere Seite, also die der Investorinnen und Investoren. Worauf schauen die denn so, wenn sie mit Projekten auf der Suche nach Investitionen zu tun haben?
Genau darüber spricht Fabian mit Roxana Damaskin-Tekur. Roxana ist nicht nur als Expertin in Österreich aktiv, sondern war es auch langjährig als CEE Regional Director für Nest. Nest, das ist ein Impact Investing Fonds in Zentral- und Osteuropa.
Und weil Roxana ihre internationalen Erfahrungen mit uns teilt, haben wir dieses Gespräch auf Englisch geführt. Keine Sorge, falls ihr damit Schwierigkeiten habt, wir fassen wie immer die wichtigsten Punkte danach noch einmal auf Deutsch für euch zusammen. Viel Spaß!
Hello everyone, I'm here with Roxana. Roxana, welcome, thank you for taking the time. Would you like to introduce yourself real quickly and tell us what you do?
Sure, thanks for inviting me. My name is Roxana Damaskin-Tekur, I'm Romanian. I've been working with Nest, which is a global impact investor, for more than 10 years. And by working with Nest, I got to be exposed to the topic of social enterprise, social entrepreneurship, growing up, scaling and impact investing.
Okay, cool. So we already just heard a bit about what impact investing is. So you're taking the investor's perspective, right?
Exactly. We play the role of a social investor, helping with financial investments, but also with business advisory and other kind of services, existing social enterprises grow and achieve their scaling plans. So we're talking about impact investing in relationship with existed, validated business models, not necessarily with startups.
So how do you differ then from, say, a venture capitalist or a traditional investor?
Impact investors try to, you know, bring the best of two worlds into one story, meaning we're driven by social impact. So we're investing exclusively in those enterprises that are generated with the goal to solve a social problem, be it related to humans or being related to the planet. So that's the main driver of the business, and that's, at least for Nest, the main reason to invest. But we're still an investor, so we're not a grant maker. Therefore, even though we're driven by social impact, we're interested in those businesses that are able to deliver social impact in a financially sustainable way and that are backed up by a solid business model that sell a product or a service to a specific target market that really wants to buy that product or that service, because we want our investees to succeed on their respective markets. And we want to be able to get at least part of the money we invest back, because that's the whole idea and the beauty of impact investing. You're supporting social enterprises generating impact, while based on their success and results, you as an investor get some money back and you're able to invest in other businesses. So in a way, you're using the same amount with a multiplier effect.
So maybe before we get into the juicy bit, where do you get your money from?
We get the money from other impact investors that are investing bigger amounts than we're able to invest. So sort of, I don't know, we're retail investor and we get money from Ongro, from the ones that disperse bigger ticket sizes. We also get money from traditional donors. We get money from foundations, from corporations, We get money from high net worth individuals who believe in the cause and who believe in the work we're doing. And I was telling that we're getting part of our investment money back. So we're refunded by the investees. But the amount we're getting back is definitely not enough in order to sustain our own operation. So therefore, we have to raise donations and grant money in order to be able to keep our own investments at affordable rates for the social enterprises. In the traditional investment world, the investors expect quite a significant financial return from their investees, not only their capital back, and therefore they are able to survive and to make profits. We're not doing this. Therefore, the money that gets back to us definitely does not cover for those costs and therefore the need for traditional grant type of money.
Okay, so you're not paying back to the investors that give
some,
money to you? Some.
Some. Oh, okay. Only some. And I was telling before that we're working at global level, so Central Eastern Europe and Latin America. In Latin America, our impact investing operations are much bigger and consolidated. So there we're already working with investors that expect money back from us, while here in Central Eastern Europe, not yet. We're trying to replicate the social enterprise loan fund developed there in the Central Eastern European context, but that's still work in progress.
So to what extent do these investors then take an interest in what you do and what do you invest your stuff in?
They are driven by the social impact as well. They are social impact investors, so they are interested in us being able to invest in social enterprises that grow their impact as the business grows. So they see the investment in the business as a way to achieve higher impact. And we have alignment with this vision.
I'm learning impact investing is a multi-layered process here.
Exactly. It's not easy.
So it's not easy. That's a good opener. So what are the main difficulties then? What's the main issues?
The main issues is impact investing is still an early concept, even more in Central Eastern Europe, but globally it's, I don't know, I think 15 years that we've started talking about this. So it's an industry, it's a market to be built. There are still uncertainties. Impact investing, it's a spectrum. You have all kinds of players that are interested in social impact and not so much on the financial returns. You have also social investors that are more interested or equally interested in the social impact and the financial returns. So, you know, there is room for many players that are not yet fully aligned. We also have challenges with having social enterprises, especially the ones coming up from non-profit organizations, being more business savvy and really understanding even their own business models, understanding what being investment ready means, understanding how to work with a repayable source of finance. In the same time, we have challenges with traditional investors who start getting interested in the topic but don't really fully understand yet the financial reality of a non-profit enterprise or of a social enterprise that puts impact before financial profitability in some cases. So it's a lot of bridge making and a lot of education to be done in the field. And yeah, I think we also have challenges related to legal regulations. There are many barriers to set up smaller scale social impact investment funds, especially in CE. And we don't really have incentives for social investments.
So as an organization, a nonprofit or a social entrepreneur, as some of our listeners are, what would be your tips, your recommendations? If I'm looking for money from an impact investor, what should I be looking at? What do I have to know for this?
First of all, you have to know very well your internal kitchen, know very well your financials. It might sound obvious, but it's really a challenge that I've seen in practice. Make sure your growth plans are reliable. Make sure you're able to back up your plans with facts and figures. make sure you start learning speaking a little bit of legalese and a little bit of the financial language and start talking in terms of margins and returns on investment or social returns on investment. Try to understand these concepts and apply and assess them to your own business. And understand and be realistic if in a foreseeable period of time you're really going to have money to repay the investment. Is financial projection telling you in a very trustworthy way that you in 3 years, in 4 years time are going to be able to repay? If yes, then yeah, go look for an impact investors, do your research, try to understand the investment criteria of the investors, start attending events that are attractive to investors, start networking, maybe as a viewer, an observer, attend pitching events in order to learn from the others and educate yourself in order to make sure you're really approaching the investor that is right for you, that is aligned with you in terms of mission, that is not going to put financial pressure on you, a pressure that you're not able to cope with.
Are there places or people or institutions where organizations can get help with that, getting ready for investing?
Yes, yes. There is a whole system around impact investing, which is not only comprised of only the doers, the players from the supply investors or demand entrepreneur side. There is a wide range of intermediaries, capacity builders, incubators, accelerators. There are startup programs. There are all kind of initiatives, awards, competitions that entrepreneurs can take part in and learn by doing and learn by being forced in that specific incubation or acceleration context of really thinking well their own business model and going through the details of their growth strategy.
Roxana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you as well.
Vielen, vielen Dank an die beiden. Fassen wir also nochmals kurz zusammen.
Roxana entwickelte ihre Expertise im Bereich Impact Investing durch ihre Tätigkeit für Nest, einem globalen Impact Investor. Nest hatte sich zum Ziel gesetzt, Social Businesses und Non-Profit-Organisationen mit Investments, aber auch Beratung zu unterstützen. Hauptziel ist es, Organisationen zu finden, die ein Businessmodell entwickelt haben, das Impact erzielt und gleichzeitig ein Produkt oder Service anbietet, das am Markt erfolgreich ist.
Der größte Unterschied zu traditionellen Investorinnen und Investoren ist, dass ausschließlich in Organisationen investiert wird, die ein soziales oder ökologisches Problem lösen und den Impact oder die Wirkung eben vor finanzielle Ziele stellen. Dennoch ist es Nest wichtig, dass die Organisationen, in die investiert wird, auch finanziell nachhaltig arbeiten, denn ein Teil des investierten Geldes wird in Form einer Rendite wieder an Nest zurückgezahlt.
Als Tipps empfiehlt Roxana, dass sich Social Businesses vor der Suche nach Impact-Investorinnen und Investoren gut mit ihrem Businessmodell auseinandersetzen, um ihre aktuelle Situation in Zahlen und auch realistischen Zukunftsszenarien ausdrücken zu können. Von Vorteil kann es eben auch sein, sich mit der Sprache der Investorinnen und Investoren auszukennen und das ein oder andere Finanzkonzept zu verstehen.
Roxana beschreibt den Prozess, den Impact Investing derzeit durchläuft, als vielschichtig und mit vielen Herausforderungen konfrontiert. Das Konzept ist noch sehr jung, es wird erst seit ca. 15 Jahren darüber gesprochen, das heißt, dass der Markt auch noch im Aufbau ist. Es gibt noch viele ungeklärte Fragen und es sind Investorinnen und Investoren aus unterschiedlichen Bereichen und Branchen aktiv, weswegen es noch kein einheitliches Verständnis von Impact Investorinnen oder eben Investoren gibt. Daher empfiehlt Roxana, dass sich Social Businesses Zeit nehmen und genügend recherchieren, um die für sie passende Investorin oder den passenden Investor zu finden.
Impact Investing ist also mit Sicherheit etwas, an das man sich einmal herantrauen sollte. Wie sich dieser Sektor entwickelt und welche Trends zu erkennen sind, hören wir in der nächsten Folge. Für eine Analyse zum Ökosystem für Impact Investing in Österreich holen wir uns dafür Verstärkung von dem Beratungsunternehmen Mercer Österreich.
Mein Name ist Angelika Thelen und wir sprechen über den Trend im Impact-Investing-Bereich.
Wir freuen uns sehr darauf. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit im Homeoffice oder vielleicht auch im Home-Feierabend. Bleibt gesund und bis bald bei Inside Impact.